We will do now part 2 of 2 in our Hatzmana Shiur, and with this we will have our last Shiur in Hilchot Bishul. It's been a long time. And the last one of the year. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to review what we did last week. We'll spend a little bit more time reviewing to bring ourselves up to date. And then we're gonna do some new stuff. We're gonna finish the sheets from last week. Then we have some other, just maybe smaller issues, other things to deal with. Hatmana literally means hidden, and what it means in our context is insulation. How can you? Is the issue being whether you could insulate your food on Shabbos, whether that violates any isurei derabanan, right? Think here. Wrapping a towel around your chicken soup. That was the example that we spoke about a lot last week. We'll keep that as our main example. And then we will eventually... Here, the goal is to get into the crock pots. Talk about crock pots. Yes. Do crock pots pose an insulation problem? And either yes or no. And if the answer is yes, is there anything that can be done to make sure that we don't have any problems putting up chillin before Shabbos because of insulation issues in the crock pot? So in source one, we'll do some of these outside, some of these inside. We did these last time. Source one is the Mishnah that we say in Bamei Madlikin. The end of the Mishnah is v'tomnin etachamin. So tomnin is the word hatmana. So the Mishnah is telling us that on Friday, you should make sure you do your hatmana, you insulate your food, so that you have hot food on Shabbos, right? We've mentioned this a few times in the past. It's important to have hot food on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, "V'tomnin etachamim." Then the Gemara in Source 3, we'll do this outside. The Gemara presents two different forms of insulation, and says when each of them may or may not be used. So the first form of insulation is what we call b'davar she'eino mosif hevel, something that doesn't increase heat, okay? As opposed to the other way to insulate, which is you can insulate it with something that's going to make it retain or increase the heat. So the Gemara has lots of examples of these things. Most of them, I think actually Rabbi Riviat here has what I thought was a funny line, where he talks about what people used to use for their insulation, and he says something about how, believe it or not, it actually worked, because we would never think to, if you surrounded your hot food in hot sand, I'm reading from here, page 630, hot sand, salt, lime, cattle manure, moist straw, grass, or flockings, or mark, M-A-R-C, which is refuse of olives, grapes, or sesame. So I don't remember where I saw it, but I think I'm pretty sure he uses the line. Believe it or not, those things work. They really retained your heat. If you wanted to have food hot for hours and hours, you could. Well, maybe sand, we would have thought it more intuitive, but you could literally just dig a hole in the ground, cover your pot with the sand, and now it'll stay hot for a long, long time. So that's what we call davar hamosif hevel. That's going to be something that generates heat. Lots of other things, like for us, towels, let's say a towel, you cover your food with a towel. A towel doesn't increase heat. The towels ain't a mosif hevel. It covers it. Maybe it helps it retain it or the heat or something like that. It probably makes it cool down slower. It makes it cool down slower. But so the Gemara tells us we have two categories. Something that increases heat, like we'll just use sand as our go-to example, and something that doesn't increase heat, like a towel. So the Gemara says that if something doesn't increase heat, like a towel, you can wrap your food in it on Friday, but not on Shabbos. Okay? You cannot take a towel or take anything and wrap it around your food on Shabbos, because Chazal say that if you go to wrap your food up on Shabbos, even just with a towel, and you touch your pot, you see your pot's not so hot, it's cold already, you might have this feel, you might go and heat up your pot. Okay? Clear? Wow. You cannot wrap your food with a towel on Shabbos, because if you go to touch your food, you'll see that your food's not hot, then you might come to go heat up your food.
Rekindle a light or
something. Yeah, or cook, yeah. Yeah, either right, rekindle a light or cook. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says about these different reasons. He says even if you would assume that ein bishul achar bishul in this case, once it's cooked, it's not already cooked, so there might not be any problem in reheating it, you still would have the problem of... of stoking coals or doing something else like that. That would be kindling a fire. Yes.
So when you say you might be tempted, you might.
Some of the yeah.
Does that mean you'll be tempted to, or you'll forget that you're not allowed to?
Right. So I believe some of the Rishonim here, if what I just said.
Was not
how Rashi explains. That's how Rashi explains it. Is that you might find Xerashem and Yimatzik Xeratoshinistanina Kishir Tilatmina. You might, when you want to go insulated on Friday night, you might see that it's cold. And then you're going to go back to heat it. So I think, so, I didn't really look into this. Some of the Rishonim ask a question on Rashi. I mean, at Shabbos, you're probably going to know that you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Right, so that's a good question. That I don't have the answer at the tip of my fingers. But that is some of the way the Rishonim do. I believe some of the Rishonim do ask that on Rashi. Oh, thank you.
Because if someone's, they're going to be so easily forgetful to do it, they'll do it out of the towel also.
Right, right. Presumably this reminds you, or, I don't know, maybe you can rationalize it, or maybe you think not Isser Del Raisa, so it's not so bad. I don't know. That I don't know, but you're right, it's a good question.
You should worry a lot these
days. It's a good question. Well, you have to.
Very distrustful of people.
Well, religion's
important. I don't understand why they like that.
Religion's important, so you have to make sure that you don't come. Sometimes they extend the Doraita. Sometimes Chazal are extending the Doraita. They're saying we see the logic and we're going to apply it to other cases too. Sometimes they're making a siag offense. They're just extending it so you don't come close to the Doraita. But yeah. So here Chazal say you cannot insulate something with something that doesn't increase heat, like a towel. You can do it on Friday, but not on Shabbos. The issue for the crock pot question, which we're going to come to in a few minutes, is the other category, something that increases heat, like sand, or like a crock pot, which is itself a heat source, that you cannot even do that on Friday. Which leads us to a potential big problem for crock pots. Okay? There are two. We're talking about insulating food, right? There's issues with insulating food. There's two forms of insulation. One is something that increases the heat, and the other is something that does not increase the heat. So if it does not increase the heat, like a towel, you can put a towel or wrap it around your food on Friday, but you cannot do that on Shabbos. There's going to be some more details. This is still a review. We talked a lot about this last time, but we're going to talk about some of those those details, but the short form is that you can use a towel to wrap around your food on Friday, but not on Shabbos. And if something increases the heat, like sand or like lime, or what were some of those other examples that we just...
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. So for those, you cannot even do that on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rashi explains from that, because the way that it was often done, one of the things that increases heat is ashes, and ashes often have coals that were as part of those ashes.
Oh.
So if you put it on Friday afternoon, you insulated your food with ashes, and there's likely to be some coals that are in there, and then you're going to end up stoking the coals or doing something when you move the pot around. You're going to move around your insulation. Maybe when you take the pot out, that's what some of the people say. Even if you, in this case, if you're taking a pot out, you have to be careful not to, if you have some coals there, not to like move them around, because that's also going to be stoking them. So that's our rule, okay? If it increases heat, you can't even do it Friday. If it doesn't increase heat, you can't. So crockpot is something that increases heat. So according to what we just said now, you wouldn't be able to put up your chillin' for Shabbos because you'd be doing insulation in something that increases heat on Friday. And for that, we're gonna come to that. Okay? Everybody with me? Okay, good. Okay, next. We just had, we'll see this one or two lines inside. But the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Rishon and Zayin Sifchet, this is in Source 8, says, "Afa pi shemuter la'asho kedera gabekira eshesh ba'gecholem api adrachem shenizbaru v'siman Rishon and Gemal, imhu mechuse bebegadim, afa pi shebegadim eina mosivim hevel machmat atzman, mikol mako machmat eshetachteyam mosiv hevel v'asr." Now we have a major exception to what we just said. We just said that you could cover your food in a towel on Friday because a towel doesn't increase heat, right? But if your pot is on the fire, we're going to view the towel as something that increases heat because it's connected to a heat source.
The towel is connected to
it? If your pot is on the flame, yes. you put your towel on it. So now we view this all as one unit. Your towel is, we view it as the, being on top of a heat source. Right. So because your towel is on top of the heat source, we view this as a davar shemosif hevel, increases heat. And now, according to this, we're progressing logically here. This is the next part of it. According to what we're saying now is that you could not put a towel on top of your chicken soup, let's say, if it's on the fire on Friday, even though putting a towel on top of food on Friday normally is okay, that's only when the food is not on the fire. If the food is on the fire, this is the functional equivalent of a crock pot, of something that increases heat, and you cannot do so. Yeah, what, a question?
Even if it's on a platter, does that count
as
a fire?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
You have platter covers, don't you?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last week, the platter covers. Again, a platter cover goes on top of the food also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll say why I think that that's okay. I think from what we're seeing here, that should be fine, but we'll...
We did this last week, and I found out from one of my guys at the Emek Learning Center. If you take a steel spoon, like a tablespoon, you throw it in the pot, and then you put the towel over it, the thing is, the spoon, because it's steel, it's a conductor of heat, and what it does is it makes it go, heats it up.
Right, that's an interesting
So the thing is,
question.
You wouldn't be able to do that. And you can't put in anything that increases the heat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whoa.
Yes.
Not only that, I heard that you can't, this rabbi that told me, says, even and on Shabbos, you can't remove that spoon because it was a conductor of heat.
Okay, interesting. Whoa. Okay. Okay, very interesting. Okay,
whoa.
So now... Right, what we just set up till now is that you cannot cover your chicken soup on Friday if it's on the planta, because that's going to be insulating it while it's on the fire, which you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to insulate it in a way that increases heat from Friday afternoon. So could we possibly do that? How are we going to solve this issue? So for this, there's a big machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that is in Siman Resh and Gimel, that I quoted in Source 11, where the Shulchan Aruch says, we have to define what do we call insulating? So the Shulchan Aruch says that partial insulation is still forbidden. Meaning, for Sfardim, people follow Shulchan Aruch, they would not be able to put a towel over the top of their chicken soup on Friday, because that's something that's increasing heat on the fire. They could not do so. But for Ashkenazim, the Rama says. Oh, did I give it the right? Sorry, again.
That's
going to be the one we're going to come to. You can hold on to, because we're going to come to
that
soon. For the Rama, who says that partial covering is not considered to be insulation. When you put your towel, we're doing a review. When you put your towel on top of your chicken soup on Friday, even though the chicken soup is on the fire, we would say that might be something that's hatmana bedover hamosiv hevel, but it's not real hatmana, it's not real insulation, because it's not surrounded. To be insulated means it must be surrounded on all sides. So because you're covering the top, so we have... there's some pictures in here, I'll come to the pictures in a minute.
Surrounded
on all sides, right. So now, the question that we're going to come to, the next question, again, still in our reviewing from last week, is, when we say that it has to be surrounded on all sides, does that really mean that if you just leave over a tiny little drop, a tiny little space, then it's not considered to be surrounded? So we saw from here, the Oruch HaShabbos in Source 13, he basically says it has to be a chelek chashuv. You have to have some part of it that's not... It can't just be like one little centimeter or something like that. It would just have to be a somewhat significant portion of it that's not covered, and then you're okay. So if you take your towel and you drape it over the top of your soup, it's going to maybe hang down on to two sides of the pot. But you still have the other two sides that are open. That's not insulating, because there's a significant portion of your pot that's not being covered. So... he has, Rabbi Ribiat has some pictures in here. And here, there's a picture here where he has an urn covering. You can see this here. And he says, clearly, this urn covering is okay, because if you see from here, the whole front where the spigot is, that's not covered. That's a significant portion that's not covered, even though more than half of it is covered. As long as there's some type of minority portion that's not just a token amount that's uncovered, that's not considered to be surrounded on all sides, and then you could, in fact, do this before Shabbos. If this was surrounded, this sleeve was really tight, then you'd have a hatmana problem, because this is a heat source, and we would consider this to be a hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel, with something that increases heat, and you could not do that. So if there's an open space on it, as some type of significant portion, then it would be okay to then you'd be okay. So now we're going to come to our crock pot issue. What's the question with crock pots? The question with crock pots, and this is where we have basically left off last week. The question with crock pots is that crock pots are hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel. That when you put the crock pot inside the outer part of it? I don't know if there's like two terms for
it. The pot inside the heat source.
The pot inside the heat source, that is, you're surrounding the pot on all sides with something that increases heat, and you're not even allowed to do that on Friday. So the question is going to...
No, the top isn't covered.
Ah, so that's going to be where we're going to have to talk, where we're coming to. Yes, the top is not covered.
Oh, no.
The top is not covered. The top is not covered, but the top is covered by a lid,
which is
part of the pot, and we'll also come back to the lid in a few minutes for one of the other exceptions to insulation. So if we take a look now in source 15, we're going to talk about 15 and 16. We're gonna see a little bit about the crock pot issue. So in source more than that, 15, 16, and 17, we'll talk about crock pots. So in source 15, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, says, Yikarto kabati v'chava torato hitzia lanu sveikotov lalacha b'inyan hishtamshus klei kdera hamachuna. So he says, the person who asked him the question suggested all his doubts about, in the halacha, regarding the next words are, I thought this was interesting to me, slow cooker. That's actually in the top line. Samech lamed vav, spe dash, kuv vav kufresh, slow cooker. He has his... I always think it's funny when you see these transliterated words. So he says that the question about a slow cooker, he's going to describe it. Shehu kli electri, so it's levishul iti shamachal. It's an electric vessel, pot, for slow cooking food. V'harbe mishtamshim jo b'shabes kodesh v'arsot habrit, and a lot of people use it in the United States. V'gam v'eretz Yisrael, and in Israel too. Litzorech hatmanat hachamin cholent, right? That's what you're using it for. You're making your cholent in your slow cooker. Maaseh hakli hu mibet chalakim. And he says, and the kli is made up of two parts. Our slow cookers have two parts to them. Aleph. Kli kibul shel cheres, the earthenware part, the clay, she'olov mechasa uvetocho machnisim achamin amachalim, that is covered, and that's what you put the food into. You put the food into the earthenware part, that's the inner part. Right. And bet, the outer part is machshir chimum shebetocho machnisim et kli acheres. The outer part is the heating element with which you put the inner part inside the outer part. Right, the way that you put it in is that almost all of the inner part stays within the outer part. I actually just looked online. I was curious to see if any crock pots the sides of the wall come up higher, and I didn't really see any. If they did, this would be a much much easier issue. If the sides of it already were coming out, sticking up enough over the outer lid. Some of them do. You have it does extend outwards. I guess that's for to pick it up.
Oh, you mean the removable?
Yeah, the part on the outside. If that's more significant, we are going to have less of an issue, because that's going to be a significant portion that's not in the heating element. Yeah. But if it's a token amount, if it's only handles, or if it's then maybe not. So this is Uchvia Sher. So he says, and he showed it to me. So fine, next paragraph. Umala kava musubak bidin hatmana b'mosif hevel. And the person who asked his question had a doubt about this, because this is hatmana b'mosif hevel. This is insulating it with increasing, with something that increases its heat. Divadai ledat ha-shulchan arach, simen reishim gimel, sif alev, de'im omeid al-gabe gecholem, hu begeder isra hatmana b'mosif hevel. The Shulchan Aruch says, if it only has a heat source on the bottom, right? The Shulchan Aruch says partial. The Shulchan Aruch is the one who said partial insulation is asur. So he says, for sure, for the Shulchan Aruch, im kein chi agavna asur. The Shulchan Aruch would never let anybody use a crock pot, because even a partial insulation is asur, and certainly the crock pot, there's a lot of insulation there. You can't use it. But ki kami bayale ledas harama. But what about the Rama? The Rama is the one who said it has to be surrounded entirely for it to be asur. What about the Rama? Would the Rama let? According to the Rama, could we use crock pots? Im chashag yegav nat mada b'miktas. Do we consider this to be hatmana, partial hatmana, and it would be okay? Oh, neima kevan shemashach govak deir mechusa chashag yegav nat hatmana. Or do we say that because really, 90%? Now, every part of the pot, the only thing that's not in there is the cover. The whole pot itself is cover. So do we say that something like, since such a high percentage of it is covered, then we would consider that to be hatmana and you couldn't use it? So vihine, b'ikar yisod ze, im ladas harama, in the next paragraph, vihine, b'ikar yisod ze, im ladas harama, kisharuba mechusa, v'rak pila mala megula, im nechshav hatmana v'miktsas. He says, according to the Rama, if all the sides of the pot are covered, but the top is uncovered, like in the crock pot. Im nechshav hatmana b'miktsas, umutar ledas harama olo. He says, regarding this question about whether just if the top is open, that's considered to be hatmana. Hine, mikushyag harama b'simen reishnan gimel, ma shekasa ves Yosef. So according to the Rama said in reishnan gimel, dekevan sheshule hakdir nogim b'gecholim havei hatmana, kimo shekatov harash v'aran, that if just partial hatmana, if there's partial hatmana, then it's asur. If part of the pot is insulated, then it's asur. V'alza hikshav b'darche moshe d'tzarachiyon. So the Rama says he doesn't like this. He doesn't like the Beis Yosef that says part of it is insulated. That's asur. The halo nikrad mana elikishemichaseyu lamala. The Rama even says that you can only have mana really if covering on the top. It seems that the covering on the top is one of the more vital ways of insulating something. Kamoshe bar misimin reishin and zayin va'apizem miyashiv harat or zera mekel. Hine mizev vaday muchach. He says from the Rama's question on the Beis Yosef who said covering something on the bottom was hatmana, and the Rama says, hold on, what do you mean? You gotta at least cover it on the top. Hine mizevadai muchach. What do we see from here? Tehakol talui baze imichusa gam lamala. You see that certainly it has to be covered on top for it to be considered to be insulated. Umizeh masha kasav kavod b'michtavo. The person who asked the question, the governor of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, dechol masha kasav Rama Mishnah Brura. V'divrei Mishnah Brura, demayri b'davar she'eino mosif hevel. He's trying to distinguish this case. He says that's only for davar eino mosif hevel, but avav b'davar mosif hevel asar im rov hagedir mutman. He tries to suggest that if something increases heat, like the crock pot, even if the majority of it is insulated, that's still forbidden. If it's davar mosif hevel, he says ein z'nachon klal. I don't think so. I don't think you can make any distinctions that say that it has to entirely be insulated for it to be, for you not to do hatmana b'davar she'eino mosif hevel, and to even majority insulated for it to be forbidden with davar hamosif hevel that increases heat like a crock pot. Ein zenachon klal da mishnah brura mifarsh divrei Rama shekasav yesh amrim she'im afilu gdeira omedet al gabei esh mamish kol zman shehi magula lamala lo nikra hatmana. As long as it's open on top, that's not considered to be insulated. Vehei shekein aminhag. And the Mishnah Brura says that this was the minhag. Uchidivrei Magen Avraham Bevir Divrei Mordechai Bim Hagecholim Munachim Saviv Hagdeira LeInyan Mechabu Mavir Aval Mitzad Hatmana Ein She'ela. In the case where there's coals and there's coals all around the side, if there's nothing on top of it, that's not insulated. Ein She'ela Gam Imunachim Al Shedach Chitzoni Sharav Hagdeira Kevin Shein Mechusa Lamala. He says it doesn't even matter if all the sides are being surrounded like in a crock pot. The whole area is surrounded, but it's open. It doesn't have that heat source on top of it. That's ain't kevan she ain't mechusa lamala. Once it's not covered on top, it's not insulated. The kashim mefurish lahed yosham b'shulchan aruch hagonar of zalmin b'shem hasheri Yosef, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. V'heim divrei sheris Yosef. so fine. So he says, so he, and then he quotes a few others who support this. So next paragraph, he's going to give his conclusion. V'al kain. Omer betach devada mi sherot lahachmir yachmir. He says, if you want to be machmir, like, and he quotes like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which we're going to come to him in a few minutes. If you want to be machmir, like him, okay, Misharotel Hachmir Yachmir, you can be machmir, you can not, then you'll have to figure out solutions for your crockpot, which we'll come to. If you want to be machmir and consider your crockpot to be a forbidden form of insulation, okay, so do that. Aval, I think this is a nice line, Laharish al elu shekin matirim ze en biyadenu. To scream and shout and tell everybody else that you can't, that what you're doing is problematic, because that you can't do. If you want to be machmir, so be machmir. You certainly have grounds to be machmir. But all the people that just put their crockpots in their cholin, they certainly have plenty to be to permit it. They have the Ramah. They have. He says this is that's clearly the understanding of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah he quoted. He quoted other poskim. He quotes the Levush. He says this is what the Ramah says. The Ramah, the basic Ramah, is that it has to be insulated on all sides to be forbidden. If it's not insulated on all sides, then it's okay. And if you want to be machmir, but don't be laharish al elu shekein matirim to scream and shout about those who are being matir, who are allowing it. That ain't biyadenu. That is not what you should be doing. So fine, and this is the Shevet Alevi's psak, where basically for us, I don't. We'll come to yeah.
I was going
to
say this is Svardin would not hold by this because
no, Svardin would absolutely not hold by this. That's what he even started off. He said this is only for the Ramah. If you say the Shulchan Aruch that partial insulation is a problem, Svardin would not be able to do this unless they use one of the solutions.
What does Svardin do then?
We're going to come to some of the solutions, or people that are machmir too, right? What do they do? Okay. We'll come to that. Okay, yeah, we'll come. Mm-hmm. We'll come to that. So, just a short summary of what we spoke about here is in source 16 from Rabbi Jachter. I've quoted him here a number of times. He's one of my rebbeim from high school. So he writes, until 1995, many people used a two-piece crockpot to cook cholin for Shabbos. In 1995, some changed their practice when Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was alluded to in the tshuva of the Shevet Alevi, saying that it was usur, ruled that using a two-piece crockpot violates the rabbinical prohibition of hatman, of insulation. Since the outer pot contains the electric coils that heat the inner pot, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asserts that one is matmin, or we called it insulating here, we translate this as enveloping, the inner pot with the outer pot, which warms the food in the inner pot. This ruling resonated in many circles, as reportedly this was the last ruling issued by Rav Shlomo Zalman before his passing. Right, the last psak halacha that he said is that crock pots are a forbidden form of insulation, and he also made a suggestion about what you can do about it. There's even some folklore associated with the ruling. The crockpots of many leading rabbis all of a sudden on Sunday morning suddenly became inoperable on the Shabbos after Shlomo Zalman issued his ruling. Right, the week before it was mutter, and now it's usur. So that's the folklore. Okay, now, nevertheless, some people still use a two-piece crock pot to prepare cholin for Shabbos. Their halachic basis is that the outer pot does not completely envelope the inner pot, as the former does not cover the latter on its top, like we just saw from the Shevet Alevi. And the Rama ruled that one violates hatmana only when the material completely envelops the pot, including its top. The cover of the pot is not considered to be enveloping, I don't know, I put it in quotes, so I don't know how you pronounce that. The pot, since its function is simply to cover the pot and not especially to add warmth to the food. Rav Moshe Feinstein presents a similar line of reasoning in his ruling that storing hot liquids in a thermos does not constitute hatmana. Okay, so what he says here is that, hold on, we need to take a step backwards. How come the cover is not also insulated? It's not also considered to be an insulation. Lewis said that he thought that it was part of the pot itself. But it's not so. A cover is there to retain heat, which is also insulating, right? So, if we just jump back, we had mentioned this last week, the Shulchan Aruch in source 8 in Seif Bet tells us, and this is going to be one of the things that we're going to come back to, Aval tavshil shenispashel kol tzorcho, if the food is cooked, also lahamim b'shabbos avila b'davar she'enu mosif hevel, you cannot, right, this is what we said, you can't insulate on Shabbos no matter what, you can't insulate something. U'mikol makom lasum kelim al hatavshil kedei l'shomro min hachbarim, If you want to put something on top of your food to make sure that mice don't get to it, or that it's not going to get dirty, your intent matters. You're not doing hot mana when you put the cover on your pot. You want to make sure that your food doesn't get dirty, that a bug doesn't crawl into your food. That's not considered to be insulation. So now the crock pot, back to our crock pots. The cover for your crock pot, the reason that we could say that your crock pot is not insulated on all sides is because your cover is not an insulation. Your cover is a protection for your food. Okay?
That's only your intention, but technically, scientifically...
It's both? It's both. Okay. Yeah. So it is both, but because we have this other reason for you to view it as a protection, maybe this gets back into why you can't do it either, because your food might be cold, you might reheat it, you might still cold, etc. If you're totally removed... Actually, I think there might be a Rashi that we're also going to come to in a few minutes that might support this. If what you're doing has no indication to you that it's that it's as any part of the heating process, and it's for protection, so then you could do it. And we're going to come back to the crock pots momentarily. I just think, according to the order of the shear here, I think Avram said something last week about covering food in tin foil. So I'm sorry, now we're going to be jumping back and forth. In the supplements for this week, in Source 8, the Orcho Shavis, and this force in the first one here, we have a number of them, says he talks about covering food with tinfoil. What about covering food with tinfoil? I think Rabbi Ribbia does not recommend it. But you can certainly view covering your food with tinfoil. Let's say you have food in tinfoil and you want to heat it up. So you put it onto your plata in the tinfoil. And the tinfoil is tight. It's tight around your food. On the one hand, the tinfoil is insulation. But on the other hand, what was your other option for heating up the food? Take it out of your tinfoil, put it in a pot, put it onto your plot in a motorway like we spoke about already a while back. Put it on your plot in a motorway. What's the difference? You put it in the pot to protect it, right? You don't want to get dirty. The crumbs are going to go over the place. You want it to protect it. So too in the tinfoil. You wrap your food in tinfoil. It's the same thing as a pot. It's not to retain heat. It's to make sure your food doesn't get dirty. So it's the same basis as the lid. So for that, he says in Source 8 that you could. Like I said before, Rabbi Ribiet, I don't think recommends that. But in Source 8, he points out, but if you put a second layer of tinfoil around it, it's clear that that's not to keep your food clean. That's to insulate the food better. That you couldn't do. That you couldn't do. So this is that's the tinfoil issue. So now, what about crock pots? Back to crock pots. If we assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, that partial mana is forbidden, or we want to be machmir and say that crock pots, because such a high percentage of it on the sides is in the heat sores, that you can't do that either, what can we do to get around this? So in Surah 17, the Orach HaShavis tells us two options for this. So back to the source sheet. I'm sorry for the jumping back and forth here. He says, "Mikol Malkom Nakod Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal Bepshitus the Benido Edidan Ein Kula Bahmana Bemiktzas." So he didn't think that it would be okay for the crockpot. Sharei Kach Derech Abishol VeYimozachol. He thinks because this is what crockpots always do. They're designed to cook that way, so it would be considered to be hot mana. Second paragraph. That's a type of kedera mipach shetafzik bin kederas hacheres levein mach sheyachimu baofen sheitmad kitzas acharon v'amar she'ein da binar aluminum. So he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that I was trying to imagine what this looks like. That you should really put some type of pot between your crock pot and between your heating element. The crock pot, I mean the inside part and the outside part, put something there. He didn't think aluminum was okay, but if you make some type of separation, now your crock pot, the inner part, is not being insulated anymore because there's a separation between the inner part and the outer part. He said to take some type of disposable tin or something like that, you can put it in. That's what he says to do. Rabbi, we'll come back to Surah 17 in a second. Rabbi Riviat in his Sefer here has this picture here. We'll pass it around.
So we covered this sort of thing some time ago, but from a different point of view, didn't we? Whereby, you know,
this
you're not looking to increase or decrease the heat or something.
Right, we said you needed to cover it for Hamzari. You'd have to cover it. Right, for him, he says aluminum foil is fine. He suggests putting it all the way up to go down the sides also, so that he says here that it's clear that it doesn't give off the appearance, because it seemed Rav Shlomo Zalman might have been concerned a little bit for that. It doesn't give off the appearance of insulating when you have your crockpot, the tinfoil coming out the sides. And what are you doing with tinfoil? The whole problem we said of insulation was it has to be wrapped tightly. When you put something to separate the heat source from the pot inside, now we could suggest that it's not being wrapped tightly and that it's okay. So he suggests, this is what he suggests. At the end, Rabbi Ribiat says here, he says, because this is so simple, really everybody should do this. Which, I don't know if that's so necessary. Because we saw from the Shevet Alevi, he said that there certainly is a strong reason here to be Mekel. If you wanted to be Machmir, the Shevet Alevi said to be Machmir, but you don't have to be. So I don't know if you need to put the tinfoil on the inside of your crockpot like that. But certainly for people that for Sfardim, or for people that really want to be Machmir, or about the issue in general, then you should. The other solution for crockpots is, if we jump back to now source 17... V'hagan Rav Yosef Shalom El Yashiv, Natan Eitza. Rav El Yashiv suggests, L'hagbiya et kederat hachom ba'ofen sheyihiyah... Thank you. Sheyihiyah hapsak ovir nikor b'machshir chimim shalamadal v'enshulei kederah. So what does he say you can do? He says what you can do is put something in your crop pot. People do this. Take a tinfoil ball, something, or some people put a rock, something that obviously you don't want it to ruin your crockpot. You don't want it to do it to cause any problems. He says if you take a tinfoil ball, or if you take a rock or something like that, you put it inside. What did you do? You just raised your pot. Now it's not fully. It's not really connected at the bottom to the heat source. So now we have a separation there, and the sides are going over the top. And our whole problem here is that we said if all the sides are covered, maybe there's a problem. So now once the sides of your crockpot just got raised a bit, they're going outside the heat source. That's not surrounded entirely. Now you have no more hatmana issue. At least for Ashkenazim. For Sfardim, I think you might have bigger problems here. For them, you probably would have to separate, put the tinfoil in the whole thing, because for them, partial hatmana is still hatmana. Right? For them, I presume you'd really have to cover and do a whole tinfoil. Covered in tinfoil. So this was our crockpot issue. What we would basically say is, for anybody who doesn't do any of these, if you're Ashkenazi, that's fine, because as long as the top is uncovered, right? As long as the top is uncovered, all you have is your cover for your crockpot. You didn't cover that with anything. We would probably say that's not real. That's not hatmana. But for anybody that wants to be machmir, you could put tinfoil inside. You could raise it. You can do one of those things. Yeah.
If you raise it, it's not going to cook evenly all the way around.
I don't know.
It's not, because you've got a ball of foil there.
But if everything, I don't know. That I don't know. That's a good practical question. You think so? It might be that everything inside is still so hot anyway, from the 80 or 85% that's touching, that's inside the hot part, that it might be cooked. I guess we'll have to do. People do this, and I think this is a very common thing. So I never heard anybody say their chulent wasn't cooked.
But as I said in an earlier source, even if you do that, don't shout it from the rooftop.
Don't what?
Shout it from
yeah, don't everybody. Don't go to somebody's house and give them a lecture that they need to change the way that they're cooking their cholent on Shabbos. Yeah.
The gates of the aluminum foil.
Yeah.
You just lay it along the bottom. Along up the sides.
Yeah, the whole thing. Rabbi Ribiad says to put in the whole thing. Yeah.
So you're basically lining the inside.
Lining the whole inside and have it coming over the top. So you're kind of separating. Rosh Hashanah, I don't think like that, because I don't know how. You could easily view this is just me surmising, you could easily view the aluminum foil as just becoming part of the crock pot, and now it's not surrounded, and now you haven't done anything to it. That could be why he said not to use aluminum foil, but...
What do you do?
We just use it regular. Shevet Alevi, yeah. Regular.
Shevet Alevi is Ravozna?
Ravozna, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so this was our major issue with insulating with crock pots. And we have a few minutes left. So there are, I prepared a second sheet. There are some other, maybe minor, we'll talk allowances, right? When are you allowed to insulate something? So we already saw one or two of them. We saw from the Shulchan Aruch that if you put a cover on something, that's not really insulating it because that's protecting the food from getting dirty. In the seif before that, I shouldn't have closed this because he has another picture that we're going to see. If something is not tightly wrapped around the thing below it, that's not called insulating. And Rabbi Riviad here has another picture for us to see for this, where he has here, this picture here, there's a plate on top. The picture here, in the covering of the urn, there's some type of something that's wider than the urn on top of it. So when you drape the sides down, it's not actually touching the urn. It's a little bit off of the urn. And that makes it, because it's not actually insulated, right? Insulated, again, tightly covered around it. It's not insulated. So this is another thing that you could allow. So if somebody has an urn sleeve for their urn like this, either make sure, again, part of it is uncovered, like in the picture over here.
There's
a revach between the material and the thing that's being heated. That's one allowance. A few other things from the source sheets from this week, part two. Is we'll do some of these. I don't know if we'll be able to do all of them inside. But is there a part two? I think everybody has one now. So in source one, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutar l'hamim b'shabbos davar tzonim b'davar she'enu mosif hevel k'deish shelo yitzani b'yoter k'deish shetavei sinato." Even though we said you're not allowed to insulate anything on Shabbos, that was only hot food. You can insulate cold food on Shabbos, either to retain its temperature, keep it cold, or I don't know how this works, to remove its temperature. You can insulate it with something to remove its temperature. Maybe if you had a towel that had been insulated that was doing something else that's warm or something that you could put around it, I don't know, but you can insulate something that's cold. What's the reason? The svara is, like we said before, either the problem with insulating is you might come to heat up your food on Shabbos in a way that you're not allowed to, or you might come to stoke coals or do something else in a way that's not allowed to. But if your thing is cold and it's never going to get hot ever, right? You can wrap your water bottle with ice cubes and tin foil all around the whole thing really tightly so that it stays cold. Okay, that's one thing that you're allowed to do. Another from sources 2 and 3, the Shulchan Aruch tells us is, let's say. This is going to be, we're going to have to build up this case with a quick review. We said you're not allowed to fully cover something, even when it's not mosif hevel, like with a towel, on Friday if you put it on a heat source. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what if you had a pot that was boiling hot and you took it off the fire? Now you have another pot that you covered entirely and you put it on that first pot. You cover it with a towel, okay? If you covered it entirely with a towel, you cannot put it on your plata or on Friday afternoon because you can't cover something entirely and put it onto the heat source. But if your pot below that is not on the heat source anymore, you can put something here. This is the pot that was boiling hot. I have my pot here and I covered it entirely. I could not put this on Friday afternoon on top of my plata because that's like Kamana B'davar Mosif Hevel because it's on the heat source. But I took this off the heat source and now I put it on top of here. I put it on top of here because this is going to be getting cooler as time goes on. We said that's not such a problem with hot mana. This thing is cooling down already. That's not a problem with hot mana. It's hard to think of a scenario. Yeah, it's not so hard. You could or putting it inside. Let's say also, I think would be a similar thing. So that's another allowance. A major heter here, important to know, is from source 4. The Shulchan Aruch. This is from the Gemara. Impina hatavshil b'shabes mikderish nisbasha ba'alik derech eres. You take the food out of your pot and you put it into another pot. Mutar lahatmino b'davar she'enu mosif hevel. You're allowed to do hot mana even with on Shabbos, even with davar she'eino mosev hevel, with a towel. So basically, the heter klisheni. You take all your food, all your chicken soup on Friday night, and instead of, you didn't want to leave on your plata, so you make your chicken soup, you take everything from one container and you pour it into another container. In that second container, you now wrap it really tight. I don't know, you're going to your neighbor's house, you want to bring the food that you heated up over to your neighbor's house, you don't want it to cool down. So you take a towel, two towels, and you wrap it around really tightly around the whole pot. Normally, we would say on Shabbos, you cannot do that because you can't surround anything on Shabbos fully. But if it's in a klisheni, you could. You could.
Even if you'd removed it from the heat source, they have a little foil container. And just before Shabbos, you removed it from the heat source and you wrapped it in two towels. Take it to your neighbor.
Then that's okay too. That's okay too. That that's okay, because in that case, if you're wrapping it with a towel, that's davar she'eino mosif hevel, which you're allowed to do on Friday.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that on Friday. But you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos.
Yeah,
here,
so just
here
Shabbat
on.
Shabbat came in, you'd have to take it from its heat source and wrap it in the towel.
And off the heat source and wrap it. Yeah. 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 But on Shabbos itself, you couldn't do that.
No.
But if you took it from there and put it into a second pot on Shabbos itself, then you could. Then you could wrap it very tightly with a towel.
When would you have to put it into the second pot? Before Shabbos?
No, anytime. You can do it anytime.
No, so if
after Shabbos.
So if it was on the platter, say.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were taking it to a neighbor's.
Yeah.
So if you took it off the platter, even though Shabbos has come in, and put it into another foil container, and wrapped it into
yes.
a towel.
So but if you took it off on Shabbos, you could not wrap it fully with the towel, because even insulating with something that doesn't increase the heat source, you can't do that on Shabbos.
But it's still not practical, really.
No, it is, because if you put it into a klisheni, then you could.
So you're just saying, if it's in a klisheni, you could still wrap it in a towel completely.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying the principle applies to the
klisheni. You've got to
the
first container, you put it on
and not the klisheni.
Yes, it applies to Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Why is that? We have two reasons for this, two interesting reasons. So the Rambam says, Pina, in source 5 here from Hilchos Shabbos Perek Dal Halacha Hey, Pina Hatashil O Hamayim Hachamin Mikli Likli Acher, you take it from one pot and put it into another. Mutter Lahatmin Hakli Ha'acher B'Shabbos B'Davar She'eino Mosev Hevel. You can insulate it on Shabbos. Why? Kimo Hadavar Hatzone. We view this as it's being cold. Like we just saw before, you're allowed to insulate something as cold. He says once it's in the klisheni, we view that as being cold. Shelo asru lahamin b'shabbos el davar cham shubichli rishon shenispashav avam pineu mutar. He says we view this as something that's being cold. That's why. So put it in the second pot. It's not in this initial pot anymore. Has for us, it's the same thing as being cold.
So right. Only come down 10% in terms of.
Yeah, klisheni in a mevashel. I don't know if this is what exactly takes us back a long time,
yeah.
Right? Klisheni in a mevashel, except where it does, and because we don't know where it does and where it does, then we're always machmir that klisheni is mevashel. But yeah, klisheni in a mevashel. Yeah.
So even though you take the kli rishon right off the heat source on Shabbos, and you immediately pour into klisheni, so
yes.
barely.
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Might.
Then everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
applies.
Yeah. And you. Okay. Rashi gives a different svara that I don't. Maybe you'll find Rashi is a bit more intuitive. Rashi says in source 6 from Gemara and Shabbos, aval mifanehu mimecham lemecham acher umatmin zelo shem tosefdim haynu nami pinem mimecham lemecham mutter dehashta leka lemigzer shem yartich. The whole problem with doing hatmana on Shabbos itself, b'davar she'eino mosif hevel, is you're going to touch your pot and you might see that it's cold. And you might come to reheat it. Dehashta akure kam mikor lehu b'miskaven artuche miratech lehu. Once you take it out from its initial pot and put it into a second pot, you're showing that you no longer care for your food to be hot.
Okay.
You're already removed yourself from the fact that you want that you want it to be boiling hot. Once you removed yourself, so now you can do hot money. There's no concern. Nobody's going to take food from their kli rishon, then put it into the kli sheni. Because they're going to want their food to remain to
back up again.
Yeah, and then you're going to go put it back on, right? That's absurd. Once you put it into your klisheni, you show that you're not interested in your food being piping hot. There's no more concern of you going to reheat your food, so now you could do it.
That's intuitive.
Yeah, that's more of a svara. although there might be a nafkamina, I'm not sure, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if you then go put it back into your Kli Rishon, then you could do Hatmana to it also. Which, I don't know if that works for Rashi. For Rashi, if you're putting it back into your Rishon, maybe you still want to have it. But for the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense. Once we view it as being cold, we view it as being cold. Who cares? Once the food is cold, it's cold. You can even put it back into your Kli Rishon. So this is another issue. Now, I think we have time for 3:10:15. We have time for one other. We have a... There are a few other issues here. What about food into food? We'll call this our last issue. Food into food, right? People a lot of times they'll put their kishka. Put your kishka into your cholin. Is that doing hot mana? Your kishka now is surrounded. Well, first of all, it's surrounded by tinfoil into the food, which is really hot, or. People put it straight in. So is that really considered to be hot mana or not? So, in the Orchel Shabbos and
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, you'd have other issues with bishul and stuff. I guess on Shabbos, if everything was cooked and you took your crock pot off the fire, or even before Shabbos, because if a hot mana b'davar hamosif hevel, if it was inside the tinfoil, in the crock pot, we could say that that's davar mosif hevel. So is that a problem or not? So a few reasons why that would not be a problem. Reason one, what do we say tinfoil? Tinfoil protects also. A lot of times, I didn't see this quoted in from one of the Svarim. I saw this quoted in Rabbi Ribiat. I remember this from when I learned it a few years ago. Why do you put your kishka into your kugel into tinfoil, into your cholin? So it doesn't fall apart. If you want to have it separate, right? Which is an alternative reason. It's like covering it so it doesn't get dirty. Once you have an alternative reason for doing what you're doing that doesn't involve cooking, then it's okay. So you could put your kishka into your cholin on Friday because the only reason it's surrounded in tinfoil is to keep it separate. Yeah.
You mean before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos, yeah. Yeah, before Shabbos.
Kishka's already cooked.
Yeah, before Shabbos, yeah.
And the kishka itself is already cooked, so you put it into the cholin.
Or you put into your chum to cook. I don't know. I don't really use kishka. You just put it in, take it out of the pack, and you put it right into your chum, right? You don't cook it before.
You're saying the chum's already cooked.
You put your kishka in, or both. Or we could view this as just one way of heating up food, which is a way some of the other posts can view this as. We just view them as two separate foods. We have the cholent, we have the kishka, they're both inside a heating source, and they're both being heating up, that's fine. There are some people, and this is we'll close with this point, and maybe we'll do a quick summary, though, if everybody, Shenda loves waiting, I don't want to keep him waiting, but... So what some people will do is they'll poke a hole into the sides of their tinfoil that surrounds their kishka. I don't know if you ever saw this. The reason they do that is because now that's not hatmana, because we can view it all as one food source together. If there's the flavors from one are going into the other and mixing up, we view this as we don't view the kishka as being insulated by tinfoil, insulated by food. We just view this as one food. So some people do that, though. If you don't, I think you have more than enough to rely on with it. You covering it to keep it separate and viewing it as cooked food. Okay. So quick recap. Hatmana means insulating. You're not allowed to insulate food. On Friday, you're not allowed to insulate with something that increases heat. On Shabbos, you're never allowed to insulate anything. Insulate means being surrounded entirely. If a portion of it is not covered, that's not considered to be insulation. That's okay. Possible problem for crock pots, because crock pots is insulating in something that increases heat, which you're not allowed to do on Friday. So what we would get around that would be saying, because the top is not covered, that's not really considered to be insulating. Something to remember is that not to cover your chicken soup on Friday when you're not to cover it on all sides on top of the fire, because that is hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel. Not to do that. Make sure that some part of your chicken soup, some part of your chicken soup is uncovered. Same thing with the urns. With your urns, same issue. Make sure that part of it is uncovered, and that's hatmana. And our final bishul topic.
Okay.